Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
I was too busy watching Will breathe in and out through the night.
No way! I never sleep. Oh, man. I think Will would rather not sleep in that room. I swear to God, he'd be like, I'm going to watch all night, and then he goes and like falls asleep at the kitchen table or something. Like, I'm not sleeping with these people.
You're not sure if Batwack is staring at you or if he just sleeps with his eyes open.
Because he's a weird lizard.
Yep.
Yeah, do dragon things sleep?
Is that just a clear coating over your eye?
He sleeps with his eyes open and he cracks his knuckles in his sleep.
Cats have three eyelids. Did you know that?
Cats?
Yeah.
Where's the third one?
On their butthole.
It's not just like three on each eye.
Oh, so they have six.
It's not that they have an odd number of eyelids.
Also, I really wasn't sure if dragons brush their teeth, so I asked Jimmy. They don't. They don't. Their teeth just fall out.
Like sharks, and then they
get new ones. Hmm. Yeah.
That makes sense.
What about turtles?
Well, yeah.
Turtles don't have teeth.
Turtles unscrew each tooth. They're circular. And then they just...
Boy, I'm glad it's morning. I'm rested. I got all my hip dye back. That's an expression where I come from. You've had a good night's sleep, you get all your hit die back. Whatever that means. Yeah, let's go to the Abbey.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to the pool of mucus.
Sweep by the pool first.
I would rather die. And I probably would. Since these people don't have a forge, and we don't have any tool sets so that we could cold forge this shit, we're just going to have to go and hope there aren't any werewolves.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So where are you going?
I thought to the Abbey. Lank's already, like, outside.
Lank's hanging from the bell tower. Hey, guys!
I wonder... How weird would it be if I change my appearance to look like Rictavio as we walk up and see if we can find this... Because we don't know what she looks like.
Oh, I like that idea.
Should I do that?
What are you going to say? She's going to be freaked out when she figures out very quickly that you are not Rictavio.
We'll see. Let's see if I roll 2 20s in a row for this one.
She
I
holds her hand out for your secret handshake.
I wonder.
Do you do that?
Oh, gosh. Yes. I think I'm going to.
Awesome.
Once we start, like, leaving, like, I don't want to do it in front of the Burgermaster, because that would be like, where's that other guy? Where'd he go?
He died in the night.
Yeah, we turned him into my horse.
Yeah, Batwack is still riding a horse, a green...
Unless he's sent him away.
Yes, I am, in fact, riding a horse.
Whoa! Wow, we look like a bunch of weirdos, I swear.
When was there a horse?
That he called, it was like a spiritual horse.
Oh, he like whistled to Shadowfax. Guys.
As a paladin of level 6. Yeah.
Wow.
I was trying to pray and you all kept talking.
Yeah, I remember that.
All right. That's right.
You all thought it was just stupid, bullshit, pointless praying. But it was call a green horse out of the woods praying.
So good. We go and wait, and yeah. So, was there something else? Nothing?
Someone said something about the pool of mucus.
Is it on the way out? Can Rafina look at it on her way out, or is it somewhere else?
Yeah, if Rafina wants to swing by over there with her little short legs, you can hustle over and check it out.
I'm going to borrow Bathwack's horse.
No, you're not.
Suddenly, Bathwack's standing there. You see the horse, Rafina, riding away on your horse that is like spiritually tied to your soul.
Get off my soul.
Bye, Bat Black.
Okay, fine. I'm just going to the Abbey.
Okay. So as I mentioned before, there is a switchback road that heads up the cliff. Do you, once you get out of the village, transform?
Yeah, I think I do that, and then I'm like, like looking around, like, what about this?
Which
idea?
Version of him?
The one that he would have been a mentor, like, so the right one that we know that is his actual form.
Rudolf Van Richten, Rudolf... legendary vampire
yeah,
hunter.
Yeah, Van Richten.
Not Rictavio.
And I'm like, look, at, and I start going, look, guys, look how legendary I look. Woo! Just really sarcastic.
Everybody just laughs for like 5 minutes. Good one. Legendary.
And we don't even know if he's dead. He might have burned up in the Blue Water Inn. I'm making fun of a dead guy, maybe. Who knows?
Legendary dies in a fire.
Jeez, what a joke. Oh, God.
The switchback road that hugs the cliff is 10 feet wide and covered with loose gravel and chunks of broken rock. Hmm. The ascent is slow and somewhat treacherous, and the air grows colder as one nears the top.
Did we take Irina and Cat Lady with us, I guess?
I'm assuming you did.
Poor Cat Lady. Does she have any clothes?
We should have left them, but we should have left her behind in the house.
Yeah, Cat Lady?
Cat Lady will come in handy.
Should we put, like, clothes on her? She's just wearing a shitty nightgown. Can we make sure she's wearing some borrowed clothes? I steal some clothes for her.
I think you said that before you left Velaki.
Okay, good. All right, cool. You said she was cold, so I was like...
She slept under the covers at your feet.
At my feet?
Yeah.
I slept at the dining room table.
That's where cats love to sleep.
I'm going to say if she's with you or not is up to Rufina.
She's with us, of course.
Cool. All right. So the whole gang's along.
Oh, God. We are
I'm here, says Arena. Little kitty's here, says the cat lady. I'm here too, says Nick. I'm here, but I still don't know what's happening, says Madeline.
Oh.
What? Who are you? What do you look like?
Who are me? Who are me?
Who
are me?
Crap. Who's Madeline?
Madeline's
the
my
dragon.
Sister.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The pseudo-dragon.
It's called a pseudo-dragon, which I still don't... It's not a real dragon. It's some other kind of creature.
It's like a tiny little dragon-looking thing.
But it looks like a dragon?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you just ask me who am I?
Yes.
I'm... you've never heard of me? I'm Rudolf Van Richten, legendary vampire hunter.
And you all laugh again for another 5 minutes at the guy who might be dead.
Can you believe Madeline has never heard of me?
That doesn't answer my question.
He's some guy.
Why do you look like him?
Because we're looking for someone else, and maybe she'll see me and go, oh, hey! And then we'll know it's her, and she has some information that we need or something.
We get to check another box off the scavenger hunt card.
Yes.
I want to find out whether or not Van Richten really needs to be disguised. Like, if someone's just going to come out and clobber Will out of nowhere.
I know.
There you are! Where's my 20 bucks?
20 bucks.
All right. So you climb the road. The road climbs pretty high. I mean, it's pretty high up there. It goes about 400 feet up. Doubling back on itself twice before reaching the outskirts of the abbey. You clear the mist, so you're kind of above the mist that are hanging low over the valley. Not like the big time mist. You see,
damn
you
it.
Still see
I was like, at least we're not in Barovia anymore. We're above the mist.
To the west, you see like a wall of mist down the road. You're actually pretty close to what you think might be the border of the valley on this side of things. Eventually you reach the wide ledge on which the abbey is perched. A light dusting of snow covers the trees and the rocky earth. The gravel road passes between two small stone outbuildings, to each either side of which stretches a 5-foot-high, 3-foot-thick wall of jumbled stones held together with mortar. Mm. Blocking the road are iron gates attached to the outbuildings by rusty hinges. They appear to be unlocked. Viewed through the gates, the stone abbey stands quiet. Its two wings are joined by a 15-foot-high curtain wall. A belfry protrudes from the rooftop of the closer north wing, which also sports a chimney billowing gray smoke.
Is there a graveyard nearby?
From outside the gates, you can see almost directly inside there is a graveyard to your right.
Ooh.
sort of wraps around the back of the the abbey.
Let's see. So it's within like a wall, though. So it's if we go in there, people will notice us. But
the wall is, like I said, it's what did I say, 5 feet high.
Oh, okay.
Is anyone in these stone outbuildings?
It's hard. You can't tell from where you are. There's no line of sight into the outbuildings.
Hmm.
How far away from them can I approach?
I mean, you're outside the gate at this point. They're built into the wall. You'd have to go through the gates to look in them.
The gates are open?
No. But they appear to be unlocked.
Oh.
There's no chain or anything.
So we can just push them open?
Yeah, I'm just going to start pushing them open.
All right. You push the gates open, and they squeal loudly on those rusty hinges.
That's a terrible noise. Please never push on those gates again.
It keeps going.
It's still going.
They're open now. They're open about 2 inches.
Oh, yeah, you're right. All right, I'm just gonna close them yet. No.
Sorry, that was my stomach. I'm very hungry. We forgot to eat breakfast today.
At one taco 4 hours ago. That's true. Mm-hmm. As the gates squeal open, you were able to hear over that beautiful sound. You hear something moving about within one of the guard houses, the outbuildings.
Mm-hmm.
A moment later, from within, you see two figures emerge. And I say figures because it would be very hard to describe these as people.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
The one that comes out first is a figure that stands a little over 4.5 feet tall. The left side of their face and body is covered with lizard scales.
Whoa!
The right with tufts of gray wolf fur.
What?
Between these tufts is pale human skin.
What?
Oh my god.
What is happening?
One of their eyes is that of a cat.
Oh my god.
And their fingers and hands resemble cat's paws with opposable thumbs. They wear a gray cloak with black fur trim. And behind this person, they come out shorter, but they're probably maybe a little bit taller. They're kind of squatting and kind of like...
Oh, God.
Waddling out, almost.
Are they like a crab person? body of a crab, head of a social worker?
This person looks like a beardless dwarf with patches of donkey flesh covering their face and body.
What the fuck?
They have one human ear and one wolf's ear, and a protruding wolf's snout and fangs. Their arms and hands are human, but the legs and feet are leonine, and they have a donkey tail. This one is wearing a plain wolf cloak.
Hmm. Do they look menacing? Do I have to kill them immediately?
They're rushing out.
Oh, God.
At us?
They're coming out to the other side of the gate. The first one comes up and says, "What are you doing here?" You think it might be... This one might be female.
Oh, hey!
How can we tell?
Sexy!
Based on what kind of features you can see in the face, and the voice is maybe slightly higher pitched.
It's not like she's wearing a bikini or something.
She's cooking dinner! That's how you know!
Oh, feminist bullshit!
Oh yeah, also the words feminist bullshit are written on her boobs.
God.
Now you have to keep that.
Now this has to be one whole episode for sure. All right. Hey. I don't know what to say to these people. I keep forgetting why we're here. Why are we going here?
Maybe we're coming to pay our respects. I don't know.
We're looking for Matt's pants.
And Petrovna's grave.
And we're looking for Petrovna's grave.
Yeah, there we
go. This isn't the Gap?
Yeah. I'm looking for some nice slacks. Yeah, no, we're here to pay our respect. That's a good one. We're here to pay our respects to Petrovna's grave. We hear it's up here.
Who's what? Are you here to see the abbot?
No. But if the abbot wants to see us, we are totally fine with that.
What do you
all right. And he goes, listen, we were touched by the morning, Lord.
Do you burn a spell slot and cast
Mage Image? Damn it! Do I? I mean, they haven't attacked us, so I bet they're scary looking but won't hurt us. How about that? All right. I think I'm gonna. Fuck. I think I'm gonna risk it. Sure.
I didn't know she was that sexy.
Oh, you can do lots of things when you're wearing Van Richten's body.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I mean,
look at how legendary I am.
I can't believe you don't know me. Damn. Because, like, I can't... Or, you know what? I'll do a prestidigitation this time. Hmm. I'll be like, I personally am touched by the morning Lord. I don't know about these other people.
I need a total sparkler.
Because I can do like minor things. I also have light, which is also a cantrip. I could cast light on myself. Could I do that? I glow. I'm touched.
Not all
by the
over
warrior.
Yourself. Like,
dang.
You could do like your finger or.
All right. No, I'm gonna do prestidigitation to do like a holy light behind my head and be like, we're touched by the morning Lord. Okay. Gotta let us see Petrovna's grave.
Roll a.
Ah, shit.
Deception.
Oh, I'm good at that. All right, I'm good at that. Let's go. Oh, natural 20!
Wow, nice.
All right, plus 6, so I'm good. 26!
There it is.
I guess... Ooh! Rudolph is touched by the Morning Lord this time. I am Rudolph Van Richten, and I have been touched by the Morning Lord. Wait, is that his real name? Rudolph Van Richten? The other one's Rictavia. I am Rudolph Van Richten, and I am touched by the Morning Lord. And these are my disciples.
I'm sick of this false Morning Lord shit. I'm casting Zone of Truth.
Wait, can I tell that he did that?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Where are you casting it, Bathwack?
On Will.
Can I run away?
How about both of you roll initiative?
Okay.
just you two. Right. Unless anybody else wants to step in the middle of this shit.
18. Man.
I think Lank is once again looking for the angels.
I rolled, it's 21 total for my initiative.
Oh. 16.
So do I cast mine first and then he casts his?
You cast yours, yes. Okay. So you're saying this and then all of a sudden this zone of truth. Does he have to save?
Yeah, I think he has to save.
Oh shit, okay.
So yes, you're aware that this is being
and is
cast
it while I'm
you.
Talking? So he
cast... You're able to get out what you had said already.
So I said that, mm-hmm. Okay, and then he casts zone of truth and can I tell that he has cast it?
Yeah.
12. What do I add
is
to it?
A wisdom saving
throw? Charisma saving throw.
Charisma.
Oh, that's a good one. So it's 18.
And what does he have to beat? I'm guessing it's probably lower than that, probably.
Yeah, I think you got it.
All right.
And then
I think it's like a 14 or something.
Probably.
Let me find out.
Will is going to be like, oh, shit, man.
Yeah, it's a 14.
Yep.
Will's gonna turn, like, he's gonna snap his head at Bathwack and just, like, be completely, like, shocked and be like, what the fuck is your problem? Not say it out loud, but that's the look that he's gonna give him, like, yeah.
I'm just gonna grit my teeth.
Ooh.
And then I'm gonna move away from him as far as I can. Like, I'm just gonna try to casually be walking away, but like, I don't know. I don't have Zone of Truth, so does it make sense if he's like, I don't know how that spell works, but I'm gonna get away from this guy because all of a sudden he's trying to make me, even though I saved, I don't want to be near him right now. I'm gonna move away. Cool? Okay. Sound cool?
That sounds cool.
All right, cool.
So this is, you say this grand thing, and then all of a sudden you seem very distracted and are looking over at someone.
Yeah.
The one behind, the one that was speaking, the one that's kind of crouching and moving about with patches of donkey fur, just starts going, It looks like he's maybe laughing, but it sounds kind of like a donkey's bray.
Ah, okay.
The other one smacks that one right in the snout.
Ooh.
Backhand smack right in the wolf snout.
Yikes.
And they go, and scampers back a few steps. And then she says, We'll go tell the abbot you're here, she says. She grabs the cloak of the one by the neck, the other one, and they head off towards the main entrance of the abbey.
And Will immediately is like, what the hell was that, Bathwack?
What was what?
That lizard just tried to make me tell the truth to these people. Would I know that? Tell the truth?
Yeah.
Right. Would I say it that way?
I don't know. Would you?
He tried to make me not able to lie to these people.
I think I think if we tell too many lies involving the Morning Lord, he won't favor us when we need him.
Ooh.
Amen!
That's a good reason. But!
Did you say that?
Lies! No.
Ooh, that's a good reason.
No, I like it. No, I'm just like Katie's appreciating that reply. And Will's like, but we are touched by the Morning Lord. How is that a lie? Right? I mean, that's what the other priest said. You know, everyone's had their visions. Oh, touched by the Morning Lord. Right? Right?
Where were you when we were touched by the Morning Lord?
Ooh.
Hey!
Ouch.
I think we've already had this discussion about visions. We all had visions. Let's go to see Petrovna's grave.
Everybody was completely satisfied with the outcome of that conversation.
Right, exactly. It was fine. We're all above board here.
Sure, let's go see Petrovna's grave. Sure. I'm going to start riding toward the grave.
Oh, ooh, he's on his horse. Yep. Man, he cast and he was on his horse. I cast fly just to fly above his head. Just be like, look at me, I'm taller than you. I wouldn't burn my spell slot to do that. But man, Will is so mad right now.
I'd burn a spell slot to try to get you to tell the truth.
Yep. That's
didn't
true.
Work.
I have so much charisma, it's ridiculous.
I also wasn't so sure we should tell these guys we're allied with the Morning Lord just yet.
Oh, yeah. Will is so mad.
How dare you make me tell the truth?
Can I prestidigitate a kick me on his horse's ass?
Yeah, you can.
As he goes by, I'm just like, kick me on the horse's butt.
Yep.
And I giggle to myself. I don't know if anyone else sees it.
The horse doesn't want to get kicked.
Which one of us is actually going to do it?
I sure can't reach.
Yeah, even if I wanted to, I'd have to like take a running start off of a springboard.
Flat and my there's arms no funeral hard. Here, so.
Is that permanent?
No. Prestidigitation lasts for like an hour. But I could make it permanent.
Will pulls out a branding iron.
It says kick me.
Yep.
Wait, let's see. Yeah, like I want to see how long it does last.
I think it's about an hour.
I mean, I can always tell it to stop if I want to. But do I want to?
Probably.
No.
You feel bad.
No, I do not. Right, let's see. Up to 1 hour before I even have to consider riding something else on his horse's ass.
Are you talking about Bathwack or the horse's ass?
Yeah, really.
Ah, nice.
A lot can happen in an hour.
That's true. He could kill me in an hour or less. Probably immediately. All right. So we head over to the grave.
Yep, you head to the graveyard. So it's not just a single grave. There is a...
There's not just one grave for us to look at. Damn it.
All the graves don't say Petrovna.
Yep.
We have to check out
It's actually one. A gift shop. You could buy one. Stunted pine trees grow out of the rocky earth in the graveyard near the foundation of the abbey's north wing. The windows of the structure are cracked panes of leaded glass. Ancient gravestones burst from a thin crust of snow in the yard. Beyond the low wall that surrounds the graveyard, the ground falls away. The village lies 400 feet below, and the view is breathtaking. So you can begin to search the graveyard. It looks like it is graves of, you know, some long dead priest or nun as you go through. You know, there's Brother Martek, Brother Valen, Sister Constance, Sister Lenora. But eventually you find one that's a little bit more ornate. It is carved with roses, and it also bears a 3-inch diameter sun-shaped indentation on its east side. Engraved beneath it is the name Petrovna.
Take it away, Lank.
Yes, please take the actual tombstone.
Lank takes a running jump at it with his maul, and then there's no tombstone. maybe I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah. I didn't know what you meant.
Control delete.
I'm not sure what to do now.
There's that printout that he has in the top of the box of the holy symbol.
It's time to rip the edges off that printing.
Yeah.
Holy symbol. Oh, I think that's what I'm wearing around my neck now.
The message, if you recall, said, "There is a grave to the west with roses that never die in a place built by healers in a village called Kresk." When all turns to darkness, touch this holy symbol to the grave to summon the light and find a treasure long lost.
The first time it sounded like a woman's voice whispering. This time it sounded like a game show host. His memory plays in game show host format.
That's how Lank reads things. That's how he reads the printout.
So we should have come here at night. If it's dark, is that what that means, do we think? Well,
there's no way to tell.
I'm loath. That's a good point. I'm loath to lose my holy symbol because I don't want to get possessed again, but for the sake of the party and our mission, I remove the symbol from around my neck and press it against the grave.
What's behind grave number one?
The split second you remove it from yourself, you are possessed! No, I'm kidding.
And I attack Bathwack.
And Will's like, thank you.
Lank starts taking off his clothes.
I cast Zone of Truth on Will.
I set Bathwack on fire.
You set the ass of his horse on fire.
And all I'm right. Like, that's as much truth as you're gonna get!
All right. So you take the holy symbol, you nestle it into this indentation in the grave. The second that you press it in fully to the indentation, both it and the holy symbol, both the indentation and the holy symbol vanish. It's as if there was nothing there.
Well, that was a waste.
As that happens, Rafina. Rafina's always walking, instantly walking away. What a waste of time.
I'm going back to sleep.
A ray of golden sunlight breaks through the clouds to the west.
What is that strange light coming from the sky? We haven't seen that.
I totally stand in it, and I'm like, it's I'm touched by the money, Marcy! Told you, Bathwack!
Oh yeah, the light shines right down on Will's head. Oh my gosh. I was wrong!
The light is in fact shining directly on the grave. As Will stands to move in it, it moves away from
him. I'm chasing it in a circle around the grave. Come back here!
It's the god's laser pointer.
The cat lady's going nuts.
Should have left her behind.
Yes, so this ray of golden sunlight, it breaks through. It's so bright, like, whoa. You're not used to, and like, it's sunlight, but
yeah.
For what you've seen over the past, however, what has it been, like 36 hours probably since you all came here?
Yeah, 2 hours.
Oh, it's brighter than anything you've seen over the past 30 years, because that's probably how long it seems. The fog and the gloom shrink from its brilliance as the sunlight causes the gravestone to crack and crumble.
Whoa.
The stone splits in half and the pieces crumble apart into little bits that fall apart and fall away to the ground and hit the snow. And within the base of the grave, what remains, there's a small dip, almost like a little bowl, and within it lies a plain
holy symbol, because I need one.
No, not a holy symbol, but it is a plain silver ring.
Silver!
It's Rafina's ring. No, Arena's ring. The ring Arena needed to prove that she was the Burger daughter.
The Burger
Burga
King.
The Burger
princess. Lank reaches down and picks up the ring. I assume I'm standing closest because I was the one smashing my holy symbol into the grave.
Your hand's there. It basically, the grave, like, crumbles beneath your beneath your hand. Irina, by the way, at this point is kneeling, and it looks like she is praying. Aww. Fervishly.
Fervishly?
Fervishly?
Fervent?
Whirling fervish.
Fervish!
The fervish!
Whirling fervish! Fervish. If I ever have a child, I'm going to name him Whirling Fervish Davies. And if it's a girl, it'll be Whirling Fervish Davies.
She's praying Furbyishly.
I wish I could remember any of the stupid Furby phrases, but I can't.
That was one of them.
Yeah, it was just... It was like, Mikai Yo-Yo, or whatever. I don't know. Who gives a fuck?
Oh, man.
Mikai Yo-Yo.
I had one. It was like that. It was like, Mita Doko, or whatever. You know, it was just stupid things.
I don't know. I didn't have one.
You didn't have one?
I didn't have one either.
What were you, like a baby, like we've talked about before?
Yes, but I'm the ancientest one here, and I never had a Furby.
I think they were like when I was in...
I was in high school, I think.
Yeah, like I was in high school and the Furbies like were invented and were a craze. And so even though I was in high school, I was a pretty big nerd. I would have been like, wow, cool!
But weren't they originally like in the 70s or something and then they came back?
Furby is an American electronic robotic toy released in 1998 by Tiger Electronics. So it resembles a hamster or owl-like creature and went through a period of being a, quote, must-have toy following its holiday season launch with continual sales until the year 2000.
Wow, so it came out 19 years ago.
So I was appropriately aged, I think. Maybe not. But
I was 12.
I was a big nerd.
Brethwack's going to kneel during this highly spiritual moment.
Will is going to kick him in the head.
So yeah, lots of praying going on. So you pick up this ring. It positively thrums with magical energy.
Lank remains kneeling from having picked up the ring.
Is Will the only one not kneeling and praying? I think he's making it pretty dang obvious that he suddenly kneels and he's like, yeah, this is what we're doing now, and he prays. Yeah, woo-hoo.
The cat lady is not kneeling and praying. She is,
I ride the cat lady.
She is tucked behind
her. Oh, really?
Not in that way. Will. Just on her back, like a horsey.
Back at the dead kid's house, please. This is a holy place.
That doesn't clear it up. You say the dead kid's house. That
That's
does
like
not clarify.
Every house in Barovia.
Not here.
The most recent dead kid's house. Nick is not kneeling. He's just like... His eyes are like bugged out of his head, and his mouth is an O.
good impression of yourself.
If only we were recording these videos. Oh, man.
So yeah, you've got yourself a ring, Lank,
and it's buzzing with magical energy.
It's just—I mean, it's not physically moving, but it almost feels that way in your soul.
And it's not a holy symbol?
It's not a holy symbol in the form that you are familiar with. But it was produced from within a grave of a saint.
Put it on.
Well, I'm thinking of doing that. I don't know. Lank might wonder if he's worthy of it.
Aww. So, put it on.
Does anybody know... He turns to the group. Does anybody know... are there markings on it? Or is it just a silver ring?
Let's throw it into the fire.
It is a plain. It's not even. It's like a burnished silver.
Okay, so there's no like. It doesn't say magic on it. It doesn't have a
magic.
It says made in China.
Yeah. There's a little piece of paper wrapped inside, and you open it up, and it lists all the different colors it can turn and what moods they represent.
Yay!
Oh, then I just put it on. Okay.
Turns pink. Pink means horny.
Well, there is a cat lady here for you, Lank. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't want your sloppy seconds.
I've just ridden her.
God. This is terrible.
And did you see those spears the guards were holding? They're probably into some weird shit. All that quivering fur.
This is terrible.
This is supposed to be a sacred moment, guys!
Okay, I did, asking the Dungeon Master, since Lank can sense that there's some power here, does he sense anything that'd be like, you know, this is not something that you should put on, like you're not pure enough to put this on, or, aww, you know, your arms will fall off, you know, in either direction, like, vibe, bad vibe, like, it is not appropriate for me to wear, I mean, I'm thinking it's a saint's grave, so is he getting anything that says, don't put this ring on, you dirty little man.
give me either an arcana or a religion check, whichever you would prefer.
Well, I don't think I have a very high score on that.
Good.
Yeah, actually, man, I have -1 for both. which made, well, okay, well, it's 16.
Okay. You don't get the sense that this will bring you harm or be an affront to anybody if you place it upon your finger.
I'm going to try placing it upon my finger because Lank actually does feel vulnerable without his holy symbol now.
Aww.
And is all right, thinking maybe this will do the trick.
All right. As soon as you slip this ring on, you feel incredibly hale and hearty.
Ooh.
Like a soup.
Yes, you feel like a Dinty Moore canned beef stew. You feel like you have little potatoes floating around in you, little discs of carrot. Your blood is now gravy.
Discs of carrot?
And in fact, you just puddle to the ground.
His blood is now gravy. Discs. It's a Swanson ring.
Okay. It
turns into a Swanson.
You are one with everything.
Yeah.
Make me one with everything.
You know that this ring, if you wear it upon your finger, will keep you healthy. You know, out of character, that it is a ring of regeneration. While wearing this ring, you regain 1d6 hit points every 10 minutes, provided that you have at least one hit point.
Whoa!
Okay.
I hope he's planning to share.
Well, I'm just finding out about this. Would this, I don't know if this would be covered by the religion check, mm-hmm, would I get a sense of protection, like it would have the effect of a holy symbol in preventing possession?
It doesn't feel like that. It's more about like wounds and you know, healing power, not like a protective aura or anything like that.
Well, Lank then would slip it back off of his finger and mm-hmm say, it's magical. It's definitely magical. I think it's good magic, and offer it to whoever's nearby who might have a better... Who here can roll a better arcana check?
There's a dwarf holding out a ring that he put on and said, this ring is great, guys.
I'd be sort of looking around. I know Rafina, Bathwack, and Nick would probably be... Oh, although, no, Will is magical. So pretty much
everybody but
me.
Everybody but you.
Yeah. I know, poor
Lank. Anybody else?
Bathwack?
Yeah, if I ask for guidance, well, because I'm already kneeling, mm-hmm, for guidance as to who should hold this, do I have a reply?
The
Will
tank.
Will goes and whispers in your ear, Will. Oh, did anyone hear that? Will should wear it. No.
Right, the one person in the party who avoids getting hurt more than anyone else.
phrase your question, your query, your prayer. Who the fuck should wear this shit?
Yeah, basically.
What the fuck is the point of this?
Hey, he's not talking to my guy.
I was going
to
say that prayers from wherever you people come from are very different from what I'm used to.
This isn't some feminist bullshit, is it?
Oh, God. God. I can't believe that came from me.
Rephrasing slightly. Yeah, who should hold this ring when we face our greatest challenges?
All right. Interesting question. Uh-huh. I don't have this prepared in my notes to read from, but I like it, and I want to respond to it. So you send forth this prayer into the ether, and...
you just go, I think it's me. I'm the only one that deserves it.
You're trying to struggle to hear the voice of your deity over Will just going, me, it's Will. It's gotta go to Will. And you suddenly have a flashback to your vision you had of Lank Stumpers silhouetted by the sun above you, flying upwards past up to the windmill, if you recall, from your from your vision.
All right, yeah, I'm going to immediately stand up and walk over to Lank, but I'm going to just try to close his hand around the ring. Say, I think you should keep this.
Yay!
Well, thank you. You feel good. You feel healthy when you wear it.
The other thing I didn't get to say, you also got a sense of this, and again, this is, I'm describing this in an out-of-character way, but you kind of just know this innately, that if the wearer were to lose a body part, the ring causes the missing part to regrow and return to full functionality after a certain period of days.
Batfleck, ask your person again. We've got someone here who could use another arm.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
Although she has a new arm.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, but it's gross.
If we cut off her new arm and then give her the ring, will the right one grow back?
Oh my gosh, maybe it'll heal her somehow.
It's a little bit hard to
phrase. Where will that
this,
arm start to grow from?
Yeah. She just gets a third arm.
Or maybe she'll grow three eyelids.
Aww.
No, the cat lady has three eyelids.
Well, in character, I will thank Bathwack and I'll put the ring on.
All right. You again feel hale and stewish. I mean, hearty. Sorry.
I feel like an Italian wedding.
My head is just like soup names. But I'm blanking.
Not split pea.
Mulligatawny.
I feel like I've just eaten a whole bowl of hot beet soup. I feel like borscht.
You just chowdered down on it.
Nice.
It doesn't make any sense, though. Damn it.
I like that stopped you.
Gazpacho!
I'm only allowed to say things that make sense on this podcast.
All right. As this has gone on, the ray of sunlight eventually fades and the clouds gather back over the hole that had appeared.
The hole.
And you find yourself standing in front of this grave that has now been thoroughly desecrated. No. it does remain crumbled and broken before you.
I think with that in mind, with the grave crumbled and broken, Lank will make the offering that he made when we, whatever happened to Gorin's barrel, the white flower and the silver coin.
Nick would say, should I try to fix it? I might be able to, like, put it back together.
Oh, that would be good, too. I'm going to do the offering regardless, because we're removing this ring.
No, sorry, not trying to, like, say, that's bullshit, I can fix it for real. I just mean, like, also.
It just occurred to Lank, though, we're probably meant to keep this ring, but we did just remove an item from a saint's grave.
Did we remove it, or did it just magically vanish?
Or was it given to us? Is this a theft, or is this a bestowal?
It's not a theft, says the thief.
Well, okay, I'll think of it in these terms. Since I got only good feelings from it. Even before I put the ring on, I will think we're meant to have this for our purposes, our questing.
Okay.
But I will make the offering to the saint.
Cool.
Or for the saint, rather.
Awesome. As you do that, Nick like tries to gather up the pieces and start, like, he has a mending spell. Mm-hmm. And he's going to try to start assembling it back together. He's not really done this very many times, so he's, like, starting to, like, put pieces here and there and stack them one up on top of the other. And when he's done, it's, like, it's got some parts missing, and it says Taprovna instead of Petrovna.
Aw, but he tried.
Yeah, but it's kind of back together, and you might be able to know what happened, like, whose it was. Or at least it looks more like a grave and less like a pile of rubble.
Well, I wasn't sure when this would ever be necessary, but Lank has double proficiency regarding stonework skill checks.
Ooh.
I could fix it up a bit.
All right.
Polish it off. Go,
yeah, roll a...
What would that be?
A chisel check.
I'll call it a... Roll a d20, and then you're good with stone stuff. So it's at least plus 6, because that's double proficiency.
Okay, that is a 15. Oh, wait, am I 15? Adding dexterity?
You rolled a 15?
No, I rolled a 9, and then added 6.
All right. Yeah, as Nick is... putting these pieces together, you're able to step in, and at the very least, you're able to correct the spelling. Okay. So it does say Petrovna. A few of the gaps are filled in. It looks definitely better than if Nick was left to it. It looks kind of just maybe old at this point. It doesn't look like something has happened. So yeah, you're able to step in and be like, oh! And you do it in such a way that it's not like condescending to Nick. He doesn't think you're like... stepping in and be like, here's how you do it, son.
No. He would very much be like, I'm just here to help.
Yeah.
And... great job, guys. Let's go destroy the rest of this place.
All right. So you head back. You can't go back behind the abbey further from here, because basically the back of the abbey is above the just like a steep cliff. So you have to go back around towards the front. You go back through the graveyard and head towards the main doors, which are in the center wall between the two wings. They're sort of towering up on either side of you, to the left and to the right. The abbey makes a L shape, and the door is in like a angled wall between the two arms. To your left, as you're facing the door, you're able to see in the distance, sort of at the end of that wing, some gardens. At this point, covered in a light dusting of snow.
Oh my god, there are so many things here! That's gotta be the scarecrow! Sackcloth grin. Holy shit! Right?
Are you checking your card reading notes?
Yeah, Will's like, wait a second! Because it was a snow garden, so gotta... Let's see. Card of power and strength, a tells of a weapon of vengeance, a sword of sunlight, a garden dusted with snow, watched over by a scarecrow with a sackcloth grin. Look not to the garden, but to the guardian!
Yay. Holy Remember the moly. Sun? The sun that shone when the holy symbol disappeared.
Does anything else happen? Did the people just disappear and they're all gone now? Do we have to
The knock? Front door is hanging slightly open.
Hmm. Okay.
But those weird figures are not around.
I think Will would be like, well... didn't someone say, I mean, I feel like even Rictavio might have said there's a mountain pass, but it's also I think he kind of implied that it could be here. You might want to look here. So maybe he's like, do you think that garden might have a scarecrow? We could see if that has something to do with that other thing.
I'm willing to go look for scarecrows.
You think they'd be offended if we go over there? Hopefully not.
Okay. Let's go over there.
So you travel along that side of the that wing, and you make your way to the gardens. There's a small empty gatehouse to the entrance. Nestled between rising and plunging cliffs are four rectangular garden plots, enclosed by a 5-foot-high wall of mortared stone, similar to the entrance. Kind of goes all around where there's cliff below the abbey. As you go in, there are a few white rabbits nibbling on turnips uprooted by the cold. As you step in, they catch scent of you and dash off through some gaps in the wall. You do see two lifeless scarecrows with stuffed gullets and sackcloth heads hanging from wooden crosses pounded into the cold, hard earth. Huh. The east wing, to your right, kind of looms over the garden. Its windows are shattered, dark and disturbing. There is a door from the gardens that leads into this edifice. Though the windows are shattered and dark, it doesn't seem to be as abandoned as you might have hoped. You're close enough now that from within, you can hear laughter and wailing of creatures within.
Oh my god.
We should do something about this.
Yeah, what should we do first? Should we...
We should probably deal with the screaming first. Like getting his mole ready.
It doesn't sound like just a singular creature. It sounds like many, many individuals
Wait. Well, I mean, like those people that we talked to, they were, I don't know if they were people, but the creatures we talked to seemed peaceable enough and they haven't come back. Maybe we should go back to the front, see if there's around. I don't know. I don't know if I want to walk into a den of crazy, weird animal people.
Probably. You don't have to go through there to get to the garden or anything. You're basically in the garden at this point.
You said that the windows were broken. Can Lank sneak up and look at a window?
Trying to see where the windows are.
Maybe I can send Madeline over because she's flying around.
The windows are not on the lower level. They are on the second floor.
Okay, I can send Madeline then at least, I think.
Okay.
To go peek in there.
All right. If you send her flying up, there's a few windows around. The ones overlooking the garden, she's able to look in. She says, not that I know why I'm listening to you, but this looks like this room has a bunch of beds in it. She flaps over to the other room. This room looks just empty. It's a small, empty room. I don't know. Nothing in here.
Do you see anybody yelling? I mean, because that's what we're hearing. You don't see anybody?
No, I don't see anything here. It might be coming from below. I don't know. She flaps around the side. This looks like an office or something. Yeah, there's nobody here.
Huh. Okay, so he communicates that to people. Like, there's nobody. Does it make sense to say there's nobody around that could be attacking us if we check out these scarecrows immediately? Like, there's no doors here where they can come out?
There's a door.
Oh. Well, fuck. Why didn't we look in the door?
From the garden.
Well, that I think Lank would probably... Unless it's... I guess it's closed, maybe.
It is closed.
If I go up to the door and, like, listen at the door, does anything become more distinct?
That's definitely where the sound is coming from.
Does it sound like if I opened the door, the source would be right on the other side? Like, you know, I'd be opening up into a room with... screaming things in it.
It sounds very close to the door. It's hard to tell because there's so much going on.
Are we talking screams of pain, screams of anger?
It's a nice melange. There's, you know, hooting, there's laughter, there's crying, there's screaming, there's screams of delight, maybe screams of pain. You hear occasional words, like just, but it sounds like random words.
Do
like
any of them sound like the
bedpost
screams of missing children?
Nothing sounds like a child's voice.
Okay,
at least,
let's check.
At least not that you can make out from this.
Lank is hesitant to leave. If anybody's in pain, he's hesitant to leave this alone. But we need to check out the scarecrow.
Yeah,
I'm gonna throw a snowball at Will.
All right, make an attack roll.
No!
I just noticed the writing on my horse.
I'm like, what?
Oh, 26.
The snowball kills him.
That hits.
Where does he hit me? I know!
Roll damage. 4d10 plus 8.
Where does it hit me?
Not sure.
Where are you
off.
Aiming?
Center of mass.
So when you're on your back or your chest.
let's see.
Scorching ray.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
I was going to try to do it stealthily, but I have stealth disadvantage from the armor, so I didn't bother. I'm going to smile, but it's not going to matter.
I think I'm going to try to charm person Batthwack.
Okay.
So he's my best friend.
So how does that... he makes a save, right?
Yeah, probably. It is a wisdom saving throw.
What'd you roll, Batthwack?
I have a plus 7, so...
Whoa!
Well, it's a plus 4 plus the 3 from the...
From your own thing?
Yeah.
Did we determine that if applies to you? I don't remember.
I checked. It says it does.
Okay, cool.
So that's 22.
Oh, God! I wasted a spell!
Now you're one for one. Will tries to charm you, and you know that he did.
Oh. And the battle's joined. Roll initiative. No, I'm just kidding.
Lank and Rafina, are you checking out the scarecrows?
Yeah, you know, we can multitask. You two kill each other. We'll go check out the scarecrows.
All right, there are two scarecrows. You can each take one. Okay. What are you doing when you check them out?
What are we looking for?
It says, sorry. Okay, this is a card of power and strength. It tells of a weapon of vengeance, a sword of sunlight. The card was a two of glyphs. It had a missionary. It said, I see a garden dusted with snow, watched over by a scarecrow with a sackcloth grin. Look not to the garden, but to the guardian.
So we need to be looking for a sword on these scarecrows.
My guess, says Rafina,
we need to find a guardian.
That is a metaphor.
A metaphor for what, Rafina?
For some sort of sword.
I thought you were making a dick joke. Okay. Lank goes to the left-hand scarecrow and begins looking around for a sword.
All right.
Beginning with the hands. Does he have a sword in his hands?
There's no hands. It's basically just... Well, I mean, there's a cross, like the wooden cross thing.
Right. Does he have a sword at the end of his arm?
No, there's no obvious sword on either scarecrow.
He's just made of swords. Like, why didn't we see this before?
it's like 80 swords, and we have to find which one. Like, son of a bitch, this is going to be finding a sun sword and a sword stack.
The scarecrows are both basically identical. I mean, they're handmade, so they're not clones of one another, but it's basically they're comprised
cousins.
Of...
Identical yes. cousins.
Basically, they consist of these sackcloth heads and stuffed gullets. You can see the straw poking out from holes and rips and whatnot.
Rafina starts pulling out the straws one by one and looking through each one to make sure she's not missing anything. It's taking a really long time.
More aggressive in searching through his scarecrow for a sword.
I haven't seen any swords inside these straws yet, but I'll keep looking.
Lank's going to take out his pike, just sort of poking at the, you know, poking through the straw, looking for something metallic.
All right.
Pike poke?
A pike
yep.
poke.
Yep.
Lank starts delivering these pike pokes, stabbing through the gullet of this scarecrow, not having too much luck. Rafina's very daintily pulling out each individual straw and poking through. At one point, though, you pull what you think is a straw, but it actually looks like it was the thread that was holding the gullet together, and the whole thing spills open in front of you. The straw pours out onto the ground, and you hear a clunk. And at your feet, amidst the straw, you see what looks like the hilt of a sword.
I have found what looks like the hilt of a sword.
Wait, you just the hilt?
Well, just give me a second and I'll pick it up and see if it's attached to something.
So I guess, so I see this?
Yep.
Can I just go cleave the other scarecrow in half?
You certainly can. It's being poked with a pike.
Oh, all right. Heads up.
Lank turns, sees the approaching cleaver, and backs off.
As you stride over...
The approaching cleavage?
Yep. I was wondering if anyone was going to catch that.
You see, there's some sort of writing obscured, but at the end, you see the word, it says I-N-E and then B-U-L.
Where am I seeing this?
On the cleavage.
Oh. It took me a moment.
Flannel shirt.
Wait, do they need these things? I mean, is there a single crow in... Yeah, we've seen ravens. They might need these.
Oh, Nick, mending spell.
I'm on it. So, Bathwax headed over to the other scarecrow to just destroy it. Rafina, you pick up the hilt of the sword, and as you do, from where the blade would be from the hilt, springs forth a blade of brilliant sunlight.
Whoa!
Whoa.
What do you mean of sunlight? You mean of the color of sunlight, or it's actually sunlight?
It looks like it is made of sunlight. You're holding this
lightsaber.
Basically,
is it solid? Yes.
You haven't touched it yet. It might be. This blade springs forth, casting light all around you. You see this tiny halfling woman wielding this huge blade of blazing light. The sound of angels is cast forth from it. You all feel this warmth from the sunlight cast over all of you. You feel somewhat stronger within.
All of us?
All of you.
Really?
But then the warmth suddenly dissipates, and the ground begins to tremble and quake beneath you.
Oh, no.
And amongst all of you spring forth these tattered corpses scrabbling forth from the ground, and they let out a collective haunting moan. And they all move to attack.
And that's where we'll end. Merry Christmas!
Yep.
It's April!
Yeah. Oh, wow.
The warmth that you felt within was out of character. Your character's leveling up.
Oh.
Oh. Ho, ho, ho.
Now we have homework.
Yeah. Yes. You have found the Sword of Light.
Yeah.
You can cross off another tarot card.
Rufina, I'll trade you.
What? For what?
You can have the cool holy symbol I'm wearing around my neck if I can have that sword.
You're going to have to be really nice to me.
Just picture Rafina screaming and running at these creatures with this huge sword.
Yeah, since the blade is made of light, does it adjust in size depending on who's wielding it?
Yeah, or is it light? Very light in weight?
Ah.
That is?
I didn't mention this, but it feels like you're basically just holding a sword hilt.
Oh, weird. Yep.
It is a lightsaber.
A lightsaber. Yeah.
Level 7, everyone. Katie will be picking her spell the 30 minutes before we start recording.
Is it one spell that I get?
I don't know, probably.
Yeah, I just gotta find the best spell to defeat a dragonborn paladin.
We come back from our long hiatus, and the first thing that happens is Will kills Bathwack.
Things have finally come to a head.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think Bathwack's like, get out of here, Will. We know you're not really in this group. And Will's feeling it. Will's like, I get it. I'm not in this group. Probably gonna fly away. Katie's gonna have to make a new character. Hi, I'm here to help now. My name is Helpy McGee. Oh,
no. I have everybody's best interests at heart.
Yeah.
I'm willing to go along with everything.
Bathwick still likes Will.
Yeah. I can't say the same.
What's the opposite of that?
I'm like, no. My favorite was the Zone of Truth, and it wasn't just because you were messing with me, it was because you were worried about pissing off the Morning Lord. That was such amazing choice. It was so good. Good job, Bathwack. Butt crack.
Butt crack.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.